of the owner.
That's really an artificial situation. What I'm looking for there is the pronoun.
No, that's the owner.
In some places, they won't use a pronoun. That's what I normally say. That's the owner back there. So I set up this elaborate scheme. So some places it might be that's the man as owns the orchard.
Yeah, I don't see that. I say that's the man that owns it.
Uh-huh. And if you had the owner's son with you, you'd say, this is the boy.
I said his daddy owns it.
Uh-huh. What would you call the center of a cherry?
The seed.
And center of a peach?
Well, I would call it the seed. Some of them call it the pit, but I'd call it the center of the seed.
How about the center of an apple?
The core.
And dried pieces of apple?
That's dried apples.
And how about a peach with a loose center?
With a loose center?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's, you mean one of these freestones?
Uh-huh. And how about one with a center that's attached very firmly?
Oh, that's a cling.
Uh-huh. And let's see, how about the hard inner cover of a walnut?
The shell.
And how about that outer part that you have to peel off before you get to that, the one that makes your hands all brown?
The walnut, the hull?
Uh-huh. And let's see, those things that grow on vines, but they grow underground?
Potatoes? Sweet potatoes, or...
Well,
peanuts?
Yeah. Is there any other word around here that's used for those?
Oh, some people call them goobers. I just always call them peanuts.
Uh-huh.
I think back east maybe some of them call them goober peas.
They call them?
Goober peas.
Uh-huh. I've heard goober. I've even heard gerber in Oklahoma. Gerbers.
I just always call them peanuts.
What other kinds of nuts are there? Or are there nuts around here?
Well, there's not really any nuts grows around in this country. There are a few walnuts now, not many. Peanuts and...
This is too dry for pecans, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's no pecans that grow out here.
Did you get fruit in your stocking at Christmas when you were a boy?
Yeah, generally get maybe some oranges, nuts, apples.
Uh-huh. What would
if
you
we were lucky.
Yeah, good years. And my father-in-law always got an orange right in the toe of his sock. And he always got another one right up on top of his sock, or so he thought. His father would always come in after they'd set up the socks, and he'd eat this orange and leave the peeling on the hearth. And then in the morning when the boy would come in, his father would say, "Well, look there, Jimmy. Santa Claus has been here, and he ate an orange, and he left the peeling." And now he can hardly wait to eat an orange on Christmas Eve for my two little daughters. If the supply of something has been exhausted, oh, let's say oranges, for example, someone says, are there any oranges? You'd say, no, the oranges are...
They're all gone.
In German areas, sometimes you'll find the oranges are all.
They're all.
Without the gone.
Then I'd say they're all gone.
There's a German settlement around here, isn't there? A Mennonite settlement?
I think they're up here on Hooker, yes, south and east of Hooker.
And how did you grow green things? Or how did you get your green things when you were a boy?
Oh, well, we didn't get any.
Oh. Did you? You raised your own potatoes, didn't you? Or?
No, we didn't raise any here. Some people maybe in the country did. Sometimes had some roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Did you just get those from the big field?
Or? No, we'd...